to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa. The hot summer night felt like a mist. I got a
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. Stop dancing. Come on, we got a lot of work to do. Looks like veggies like broccoli and cabbage, they say, can help fight breast cancer. This was really exciting. I went to the store, threw a whole bunch of broccoli and cabbage in my bra. I hope it works because I'm definitely high risk. We also have, looks like, a drug patch that has been approved by the FDA for restless leg syndrome. So we can hopefully slap this patch on your leg so you don't kick the rest of us in the middle of the night. I know what you guys do with restless leg. You pretend. You're pretending. This whole restless leg thing, I think, is a scam, right? My husband, he was kicking the crap out of me one night. And I'm like, what is it? What was that? He's like, I didn't even know. Restless leg. Restless leg my foot. So I'm going to get these patches and slap my husband with them, and I'll put them on as well. Also, it looks like there is a new stool test that might aid in early detection of colon cancer. Now, by stool test, I'm not talking three-legged stool, right? I'm talking it's a test that looks at the poo-poo. Right, no, we don't stick a stool in the colon. So a lot to talk about. I want to also say send our hearts and prayers to those people in Dallas, Texas, and in the South that had to incur much damage from some pretty violent tornadoes. We've talked about that on the show before, how to kind of protect yourself. But honestly, there's no way to prepare. There's absolutely no way. I mean, even a basement isn't 100% safe. And I don't know if any of you have seen some of the visuals that the video that they have sent with big rigs being thrown all over the place. I mean, just absolutely frightening. And I guess we're still in tornado weather. If we have time, I'll kind of talk to you about how a tornado happens. But for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, toll free. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. Yeah, the computer problem. I got to tell you, I don't know how we're going to do electronic medical records. For those of you that listened to me complain yesterday, the server crashed. Just completely crashed. We don't understand. We had backup. We had Carbonite. We had, and we're going to call Carbonite to see what happened. I'm glad we had Carbonite, but Carbonite only saved up to November 2011. So I'm not sure what's going on. I hope they could help us. If not, you know, we have to input. Luckily, our patient records are paper and not computer. So all we did was lose, you know, billing stuff that we're now, you know, getting all the insurance companies to send us, you know, the stuff so we can make sure we have it up to date. And but, wow, what a pain. I don't know how you people do it who are into IT and computers and all that. You guys are geniuses because I'm trying to figure this out and I can't. I cannot figure it out. And we had three backups, and we backed up every day before we left. So we're still working on this. We're still trying to figure this all out. Luckily, all my patient records are safe. I know we got to go electronic. I just do not trust computers. Now, everyone's telling me you could do electronic medical records a couple ways. One is, you know, where it's on your server. The other is where it goes to a station that you connect through the Internet. All right. The reason why I've not really wanted to go that route is because of hackers. You know, I thought if you had a pretty safe system, we've been very lucky. Nobody's ever hacked into our system, knock on wood. So I figured, no, not keep it in house. The only problem is you keep it in house and the server crashes. What do you do? So I know I'm probably one of the last doctors, you know, that will go on electronic medical records when we finally do. It's just I don't like computers. I never have and I never will. All right, for those Genesis, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that were really upset about the transgender woman from Canada who was kicked out of the Miss Universe contestant, the Miss Universe pageant. The Miss Universe pageant has let Miss Jenna Telikova back in. Even though it's a rule that you have to have been born a female, you know, she did have surgery. She did, I guess, go through hormonal treatments. I mean, she's prettier than most women I know. I'm amazed by this. She looks phenomenal. But apparently they are letting her come back because nobody could see the Y chromosome, and I don't think they really mind it. So that's kind of interesting. But, boy, people got mad about that one. Whew. They want... I mean, she's pretty to look at. No wonder people want her in. All right. Did you guys hear about this 80-year-old woman that landed a plane when her husband died? Okay, yeah. Did you guys hear about this? This happened in Milwaukee, from what I understand. 80-year-old woman with hardly any flying experience, like me. My husband knows how to fly. I don't. Anyway, he fell unconscious at the controls of the plane. She remained calm, landed the aircraft at a northeastern Wisconsin airport. From what I understand, her husband died. It's a shame. But, you know, she just, you know, people go, how do people keep their cool? How do you keep, like Scully, Captain Scully with the Hudson River landing it? You know, sometimes you just, you know, your adrenaline rushes, but you focus. You know, when I used to, you know, work codes in the ER, and when I was in training, you know, or babies coming out, I think the adrenaline helps you focus, which is why people that have ADD, ADHD do well with Adderall and the other stimulants, because sometimes the stimulation effect helps you go, all right, I'm going to do this. But I don't know how many of us would be able to fly a plane when we don't know. I mean, you got to think air traffic control. Somebody must have come on and walked her through this or flown her through this. So that's it's a shame. Shame her husband had to die. And I mean, you know, you'd think you would be sitting there freaking out that your spouse is unconscious. I mean, I would want to be performing CPR, but you can't because you got to land the plane. And so what do? You land the plane or do you try to perform CPR? And these planes are small. It's very hard to perform CPR. Like my husband, there's no place for a bathroom in there. All right. Well, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Are we playing Mission Impossible music because of the tunnels? Yeah, no. Really quickly, Will, I don't want to speed through a subject of irritable bowel because I know I don't want to blow through the subject. Oh, come on. See, I just thought of that. Blow through the subject. Oh, man. I got to be smoother. I got to be a lot more smooth. Sorry about that. That would have been funny. It's an important one. We got so much else to talk about. But I will tell you something. What helped me with my irritable bowel, I tell you guys this all the time, is the Beano. I get Beano. And I don't want to do a commercial for them because they're not a sponsor. But I have to admit it helped. They were enzymes that helped me metabolize the onions and the legumes and the beans, and it really worked. And there's like drops and there's tablet form. So a lot of times, you know, when somebody says I have an irritable bowel, I really go to diet. I really tell people it must be something in your diet. But what's the most frustrating is many of the things that cause irritable bowel are healthy things in your diet, right? Like some of the foods I just mentioned. I don't want to mention because that sound's going to come, right? The vegetables and the beans. I don't want to say that. So now, of course, we talked about carbs, and certain carbs and artificial sweeteners can give you gas as well. But a lot of people, they just can't handle roughage. They can't. can't handle onions. They can't handle many of those things. So sometimes you need those enzymes. And, of course, we talked about lactose intolerance in milk, dairy products. Dairy, it's interesting. Dairy helps you lose weight. You know, a lot of times you need dairy to help you lose weight, but a lot of us are intolerant to it, so then we get the lactate tablets. Papaya is supposed to help. So we'll spend some more time. Every now and then we talk about gas and what you could do to help prevent it, but by no means diagnose yourself. Make sure you get checked. Now, in the news today, they say here colonoscopy patients are opting for the painless approach. Well, aren't you supposed to be under anesthesia? They say here more patients underwent general anesthesia during gastroenterological procedures such as colonoscopy between 2003 and 2009. I have never seen anybody go through a colonoscopy without anesthesia. I know some have. I had a patient who said they did the colonoscopy with him wide awake. Oh, that's miserable. But you see, that's also why these tests are expensive. When Amanda, our listener, had written about, you know, she can't afford these tests. Oh, it's expensive. And remember, especially with Medicare, I don't believe they pay for the anesthesia. So the doctor will hopefully recoup whatever he could recoup with the cost of everything. In terms of the reimbursement, Medicare will pay with the scope. Because with the anesthesia, a lot of times they don't get paid. It gets bundled, which is what caused the Las Vegas colonoscopy hepatitis issue that we had a few years back when Medicare decided to cut back on paying for anesthesia. We lost the anesthesiologists that were in that center, and they got nurse anesthetists so they could save money, and there was some halfway done stuff. Not so much because of nurse anesthetists in general. I've seen some really good nurse anesthetists, but from what I had seen done with the IV tubing and the anesthesiologist, from what I understand, all the IV tubing got thrown out, and they just did a little port, a little IV needle port in the hand. There was some backsplash of blood from a hepatitis patient. It got put back in the propofol vial, got given to another patient, was given to another patient, and we had at least six people infected with hepatitis C. Horrible, horrible. Many other people, thousands of other people exposed. So, you know, these tests are expensive, no doubt. You know, but like I said, we just had a study, you know, or a report from Europe saying too many people are getting diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome and cancers are being missed. So where do we want to be? Is there a happy medium? I don't know. I know most doctors are not going to probably change their ways anytime soon unless somebody says they're going to be protected from lawsuits. So right now, you're saying you're having bowel issues. They're going to say, look, we got to get this out of the way. I have to know we aren't dealing with cancer. Then we can move on. And it's really frustrating because many people don't have insurance. Many people can't pay for a colonoscopy. That could be thousands of dollars. It's horrible. And another issue we're noticing with healthcare, which we talked about a few months ago, is if the healthcare law is going to force insurance companies to pay for a colonoscopy, and some insurance companies are already following suit, they're like, you'll get your colonoscopy. Oh, yeah, you'll get your colonoscopy, all right. But then patients are getting bills for the biopsy of the polyps. You heard that, right? When you get a colonoscopy, one of the greatest benefits is if there's a polyp, it gets removed. It gets biopsied, and that polyp can never turn to cancer. Because like we talked about, all colon cancer is going to start from a polyp. Not all polyps will turn to cancer, but if you're going to get colon cancer, it's going to start from one of those polyps. So as you get the scope done, they clear out the polyps. So what's happening, from what we're hearing, is insurance is covering the skeleton colonoscopy, but the biopsies, the pathological examination, and cost for that, not getting covered. So you're going to notice less of your colonoscopy getting covered. It's ridiculous. The more you demand an insurance company to give, the less you're going to get, because they're going to be passive aggressive and say, okay, all right, if you're going to demand that we pay for, you know, we offer a free colonoscopy, you'll get that free colonoscopy, all right, but you get nothing else. Now, I don't know what that means then with the anesthesia. Are they going to say, you know what, you don't need general anesthesia. You don't need to be put to sleep with propofol. Well, just take a Valium and sit through it. I don't know where this is going to go. Now, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're not done with lawsuits. This is interesting. All right, did you guys know that if you have a side effect to a generic drug, it's harder to sue, almost impossible to sue, than if you have a brand name drug? We talked about this a while back on the show. Yes, we did. You probably weren't paying attention. I got to tell you, honestly, guys, we're going to have pop quiz. I mean it. All right, so this now, where am I reading this? Because I want to read you these two cases. This is from the New York Times, okay? Debbie Skork, a deli worker at a supermarket in Indiana, had to have her hand amputated after an emergency room nurse injected her with an anti-nausea drug, and it caused gangrene. So basically, she had to have her hand taken off because it turned gangrenous, because the anti-nausea drug must have gone into the bloodstream. She sued the manufacturers named in the hospital records for failing to warn about the risk of injecting it. Her case looks like was thrown out of court. Yet a Diana Levine, a musician in Vermont, had her hand and forearm amputated because of gangrene after a physician assistant injected her with the same drug. But she sued the drug maker, Wyeth, and won $6.8 million. Why? The first person, Ms. Shork, had received a generic version, promethazine, whereas Ms. Levine got the brand name Phenergan. Again, a huge breakdown of our system. Now, why? Now, we talked about this, okay? Lawsuits against generic pharmaceutical companies are being dismissed time and time again because last year the Supreme Court made a decision that because these generic companies don't have control over their labels, then they can't be sued for failing to alert patients about the risk of taking their drugs. And some of you are like, what? They don't have control. Remember, a generic drug, a pharmaceutical company selling a generic drug has to use the same label as the brand name. So if the brand name company left something out and the generic company has to use that same label, it's unfair per the Supreme Court. It's unfair per the Supreme Court to go after the generic company because they were doing what they were told. They had to use the label of the brand name. Is that ridiculous? This is why, though, I have a huge problem with their whole legal system. You know, two cases, two completely different outcomes. I am so frustrated. Now, I guess what we need to move towards is generic companies having more control over the side effect list. And I know many of you are going, okay, well, they're fine. Generics have to, include more side effects. Well, what does it take to acquire a side effect list? It takes studies, right? It takes research. The reason why the generic company can sell the drug so much cheaper is they don't have to go through the cost that the original company had to. The original company had to do all the studies. The original company had to get all the FDA approval. They had to go through all of that, come up with the side effect list and the PI, we call it the product information, the PI, get it all set up and packaged. Finally, years into research and development and years into the patent, it finally gets out there. Then a few years later, they lose the patent, it goes to a generic company. Generic company gets to pick up the drug and sell it. But if they now have to rewrite the side effect list, and if they right now have the liability of something going on with the drug, they may not want to sell the drug unless they can do their own studies. And if they're going to have to do their own studies, it's going to cost money. So now, what are we seeing? Less generic companies want to sell the drugs.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're talking about these two women. Both of them were injected with medication for anti-nausea. All right. Both of them lost parts of their limbs. One lost their hand. One lost part of their arm because it was injected into the bloodstream. And one was able to sue the company and the other one wasn't. Right. And what was the major difference? One was a generic drug and one was a brand name drug. So I just explained in the previous segment why generic drug companies can't be sued, because there's a law that protects generic companies from getting sued. They have to carry the label that the brand name carries. And if the brand name company that produced the brand name drug, did all the research and development, spent all the millions of dollars investigating the drug, researching the drug, coming up with that list, the generic companies have to, by law, carry that same list of risk factors, right? However, there's not a lot of room for them to add more and to change things around because they don't have the money to go ahead and re-research. They don't have the time. And they also don't want the liability. They don't want the liability because then they're going to want to carry on the drug. Okay, many of these very fancy schmancy heart drugs, chemotherapeutic agents, etc., you think they want to take on the liability? Remember, they're not making the money that the brand name company did. I mean, look at this lawsuit. Wyeth, all right, lost $6.8 million. Now, I'm not saying drop in the bucket by any means, but this is an award that a drug company that does generics, a pharmaceutical company that sells generics, will not be able to handle. So if a generic drug company thinks they're going to be able to be sued for the same amount of money, they're going to be, you know what, we won't carry it. Now, we already have a huge issue with generic drugs and the lack thereof. All right, there was dopamine, there were chemotherapeutic agents, there were pressors, so many things we needed in the hospital setting for acute patients or for cancer patients. Unavailable, sorry. Sorry, not, because these generic companies, if they don't make money, there's no reason for them to make the drug. However, I just think back from my kindergarten days that it's kind of unfair. Okay, how come one company could get sued for a woman losing her arm and her hand, and another company doesn't? Well, that to me is unfair. I learned that back in kindergarten. But that's the way the situation is. Now, I know many of you are like, well, forget about the suing. How do you not lose your arm? That's a tough one. That is a tough one. I mean, I like to do a lot of things myself, you know, just because that's how I was trained. You know, it's hard to let go, especially with family and patients. You're like, all right, I'm going to trust a nurse. I like to oversee the nurse. I like to watch the nurse. But you do not want to get anything into the bloodstream. Now, what is the nurse supposed to do? Okay, how are we supposed to protect anything from getting into your bloodstream directly? Well, whenever you get poked with the needle, they're supposed to stop before they inject and pull back and aspirate on the plunger. And if they see a bunch of blood come into the syringe, well, they know they hit a vessel. You see? And then you don't go there. But if nothing comes back, then you feel pretty safe that you didn't hit a vessel, and you then continue the plunge, syringe the medicine in, and you should be good. Have I seen people not aspirate to check? Oh, yeah. It's called doing things halfway. You know what I mean to say, but I don't want to say it on air. Halfway. A lot of halfway stuff. And so maybe one thing you could do to protect yourself as a patient is say, please don't hit a vessel. When you put the needle in, can you retract back to make sure and let me see? Now, I know you're going to get a dirty look. Ooh, you are going to get the meanest look. But you want to know what? It's better than losing an arm. Have I ever seen anybody go through gangrene, getting this promethazine or Phenergan? No, I've never seen it happen. But also, I mean, luckily, I've had staff that I've been able to watch, and I've had staff that have been doing things properly. You know, I've had staff that use aseptic technique, you know, so people don't get an infection. But Phenergan, that's a common medicine. I bet most of you listening have had Phenergan at one time or another. When you get nauseous, you pass a kidney stone, a lot of times they'll give you Phenergan to stop throwing up. When you're pregnant, throwing up, a lot of times you'll get Phenergan. We use Phenergan a lot. Very common drug. Now, should you, here's the next question, should you, and this is what was being discussed in New York Times, should you ask for brand name only? If something goes wrong and you won't be able to sue the generic company, should you only ask for brand name? So if, God forbid, something goes wrong, you at least have legal recourse. I don't know what to say with that. I don't know. You know, I mean, the woman who won $6.9 million, I think she still wants her arm back. I know it's a lot of money, but remember, taxes take most of it. Yeah, taxes take most of it. I doubt you're going to, you know, kind of like the lottery. Okay, what else does this say? Let me see. They say, I want to read, they were bringing up Accutane. Hold on a second. All right, they said there was Camille Baruch, who developed a gastrointestinal disease after taking a generic form of Accutane. The generic form was required by her healthcare plan. So I guess she had an issue with the Accutane, and again, couldn't sue the company. So this is a tough one because, again, in order for Obamacare to work, we need to go to cheaper medicines. And, I mean, many of you know that. I mean, we were so excited when Levaquin, the antibiotic, went generic. I mean, we want to save money. Lipitor went generic. Lexapro just went generic. Viagra going generic. I mean, everybody's dancing in the streets. Dancing in the streets. I mean, we don't think in terms of, oh, well, we could have a side effect or we can't sue the company. Right? And because, again, I don't want, you know, people having lawsuit on their mind all the time. You know, Georgia on my mind, lawsuit on my mind. We don't want that all the time. However, you need to realize that you're not... If there is more information that you need to get on this drug, you may not get it from the generic. Should the generic people, if they hear something, put it on there? Absolutely. It shouldn't be that much more expensive. If somebody reports a side effect with the medication, I believe that should still be inserted and put into the PI, which is your prescribing information. Right? But again, what process needs to be done through the FDA for getting that PI changed? If they say, wait a second, you can't be taking millions of calls, people saying their urine turned black, your eyes, went cross-eyed. I mean, do you just put everything? Should then a generic company do that? Because again, what is most important in all this? Most important is consumer safety. I want to know that you guys are safe. If there's a risk of you having a gangrenous arm from a medication, I want you guys to know about it. Now, what are you going to do? You're in the hospital. They're about to inject you with Phenergan. You know, they say, oh, read the bottle. Read the bottle. It says you could get gangrene. I mean, you know, you read any bottle. You look at any prescribing. You could assume something could go wrong with any of it. Yeah, what are we supposed to do as consumers? Yeah, now, I already told you what to do. If somebody injects you, make sure they aspirate, make sure there's no blood coming in, so at least we know you aren't in a vessel, whatever. You could read up on the medication, I guess, but these, if you look, I mean, if you just look at any medication, there are pages of possible side effects. So maybe what generic drug companies need to do is increase the list of side effects. I don't know. But I think the bigger problem is the reason why they're protecting generic companies from getting sued is because they don't want these companies to go under. For Obamacare to work, you need generic companies very, very alive and well. And if people can start suing generic companies, like what's happening with Ambien right now in Las Vegas, the lawyers are going after Ambien. Is it Sanofi of Venice? Sanofi? They're going after Sanofi for Ambien because one of the CEOs at Hard Rock had committed suicide a couple days after taking Ambien. So they think there could be a suicidal risk. We talked about this case. Now, not to the generic company they're going after. They're going after brand name. Now, that's interesting. I didn't ask the lawyer. I actually know the lawyer. He's a friend of mine. I should have asked him, was it brand name Ambien only? Or was it generic? Because if it's generic, they probably won't get through. So I guess the question will remain, should we be able to sue generic drug companies? And if the answer is yes, because that's the most fair, and if a generic company has a product you were hurt by, they should be able to sue, how long will generic companies be able to last in this market after being sued? And then are we going to just not have generic medicines? All right, we're going to hit more medical headlines, so please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for any up-to-date medical updates or news as it comes in. You can go to my on-demand button on my website. Thank you for all the people signing in on my guest book. I love seeing where you guys are listening from. So if you do go to my website, sign in on the guest book so I get to see you. I wish there was a way I could answer you kind of like in real time. That would really be fun. But I can't. And if your news talk station does not have the Dr. Dahlia Show, call them and tell them to bring it. Big thanks to XM. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. So I'm sure many of you are kind of scratching your head with this whole Supreme Court ruling with the FMLA and the sick leave. Did you guys kind of hear about this? This kind of confused me, too. I guess an employee was refused time off, sick leave. So he tried to sue his employer, which was the state. He couldn't. The Maryland State Court of Appeals said that he couldn't sue Maryland State. And then today the Supreme Court had said, no, states cannot be sued under the Family and Medical Leave Act for refusing to give an employee time off to recover from an illness. Now, the reason why I guess they couldn't let David Coleman sue, who had wanted to take sick leave and was fired when he had asked, allegedly. It's because they said Congress did not investigate self-care the way it did family care when it passed the FMLA, leaving little clinical widespread evidence of sex discrimination or sex stereotyping in the administration of sick leave. I guess he said documented discrimination against women in the general workplace is a persistent reality and we must assume it's still prevalent wrong. The purpose of Congress in adopting FMLA, which is the Family Medical Leave Act, was to improve workplace conditions for women. Right? Because, and I'll tell you what you could take FMLA for, you know, childbirth, et cetera. But states may not be subject to suits for damages based on violations of a comprehensive statute unless Congress has identified a specific pattern of constitutional violations by state employers. Do you guys know what that meant? Whew. Maybe I should have gone to law school. I think he had too many verbs for the subject. All I know is if I wrote a sentence like that in the third grade, I would have gotten a whole bunch of red ink all over it. Okay, so apparently what had happened, I guess, is Coleman had asked for 10-day medical leave to deal with high blood pressure and diabetes in 2007 and said he was wrongfully fired after his request was denied. He sued for $1.1 million in damages under the FMLA Act, but his lawsuit was thrown out with the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals saying states cannot be sued under the FMLA. Now, right now, 1993 Family and Medical Leave Act grants eligible workers 12 weeks of unpaid leave during any 12-month period for, let me go to the Department of Labor website. You get 12 work weeks of leave in a year for the birth of a child or to care for the newborn child. Okay, they can't fire you. If you get this approved, you got to get the paperwork in. Okay, you give birth and to care for the newborn child. The placement with the employee of the child for adoption or foster care, to care for the newly placed child within a year, to care for your spouse, child, parent who has a serious health condition, your own serious health condition that makes the employee unable to perform essential functions of his or her job, or an urgency arising such that there's an active duty, etc. Then they say under the Department, United States Department of Labor, 26 work weeks of leave during a single 12-month period to care for a covered service member for serious injury, etc. Now, I have patients come in very frequently needing their FMLA for asthma, migraines, diabetes, hypertension, etc. And from what the paperwork looks like, you know, if you could explain, look, you know, they've had to either been hospitalized, they have to see a medical provider. Because here's the thing. Let's say you do have diabetes. All right. And your doctor says, well, I want to see you every 2 weeks till we get your diabetes in check. And what if your doctor is only open Monday through Friday, like many doctors are? Right. I mean, we have Saturday hours for some of those people, but you could only see X number of people on the weekend. So what if your job is Monday through Friday? Your doctor's only open Monday through Friday, and you need to see the doctor for diabetes. Well, you're going to have to take off. So many people want to get this FMLA, this Family and Medical Leave Act, protection, such that they can't be fired for that certain reason to go and see the doctor. Now, do I have people try to come in for, you know, like one person said he cannot wake up to his alarm clock. And as a result, he comes to work late. So he doesn't want to lose his job. I'm like, really? I smell pot on you, buddy. Well, no, but it's not that, but I can't hear my alarm clock. Okay, so he wanted FMLA because he can't get up in the morning. I'm like, no. Insomnia? Maybe. But, I mean, they want serious health condition. But here's my problem with the Family Medical Leave Act, your FMLA paperwork. Your boss is getting your private information. I think that's ridiculous. I had a patient with HIV and was having multiple bouts of diarrhea. And if he was having diarrhea, he did not want to go into work that day. And he needed to be able to see his doctor for his HIV medications and his CD4 counts, you know, et cetera. Well, he didn't want his boss knowing he had HIV. I don't blame him. So how do you fill out the paperwork? I had a patient. She received an abortion and she came to me. And I guess she had to take off a few weeks surrounding the abortion. There was a lot of bleeding, a lot of issues. So she needed to take a chunk of time off. But she said, but don't tell him I had an abortion. Okay, I'm like, that's fine. I understand because, you know, if you don't want your boss to know that, but I can't lie. All right, you cannot lie on this paperwork. You have to come up with a quote-unquote serious health condition. That's what they demand for you to be able to get time off work. And it's not the boss's business to know if you have HIV, got an abortion, have bleeding hemorrhoids, but they want to know. Now, why do they want to know? Well, you know, on the flip side, as an employer, I kind of get it. I mean, if you are on skeleton crew, your department, even if you have 50 plus employees, right? But if your department is on skeleton crew and the one person manning that one job takes off multiple times a week, you need to know, do you have to hire an extra person? How to schedule? It is. It's very difficult. When you have somebody that takes off multiple times, it is really difficult. Now, the reason why the FMLA Act exists, it originally existed to ensure that women wouldn't get fired when they went to have a baby. Because what would the boss have to do? They'd have to hire somebody temporarily. Now, nobody wants to be hired temporarily. So many times, employers would have to assume multiple employees to handle the people taking off. Right? And then what would happen then? Well, then hire men. They wouldn't hire women. So the FMLA Act originally was designed to protect women. Okay? But looks like this one gentleman got denied his FMLA. The boss said, we're not going to give it to you. And then they got rid of him. So he's like, I'm going to sue. Supreme Court said, you can't do that. So, you see, there's a lot of problems with this FMLA Act. Okay? Patients and employees have a big problem with their employer knowing their business, that they have heavy menstrual cramps, etc. And I see that. They go, Dahlia, it's okay. I need the FMLA. I have heavy menstrual cramps once a month. If my boss needs to know when I have my period, I guess so I don't get fired. Where is that constitutional? What about HIPAA? How is your privacy protected with that? Okay? But then on the flip side, the employer's like, look, I got to know how to staff. I mean, we got a company, we got a business to run. If I'm not going to have somebody man the 911 dispatch, I need to have somebody in there. So I need to either hire extra or whatnot. So my recommendation is if you would qualify for FMLA, it doesn't hurt to have it, but I mean, it has to be a good reason. Great evening today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Honestly, you guys have been great. I'm sorry if I haven't gotten to all your emails. I promise I will get to your emails as soon as we can. So we got to take off. We're coming up to the end of the show. Please call in anytime you want, even if we're off air at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM for also making the show go nationwide. Big thanks to Kyle for working the dials. I think we just got a great team here, and I'm grateful. Remember to email me with any of your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And, of course, you can call when I'm off air. We'll play it during the next show. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And remember, you can listen to our shows anytime on demand at drdahlia.com. You all be safe. God bless you.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.